Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for UniFirst Corporation, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look if you're hunting for solid long-term opportunities. If you're into building wealth through smart investments, stick around as we dive into what makes UniFirst tick, break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and give you the insights you need to decide if this stock fits your portfolio. First, let's get a quick snapshot of who UniFirst is. Operating in the industrial services space, specifically within the uniform rental and facility services industry, UniFirst provides workplace uniforms, protective clothing, and facility services to businesses across North America. Think of them as the backbone for companies needing consistent, professional solutions for their workforce. Everything from manufacturing to healthcare. With a market cap in the billions and a strong foothold in their sector, they've built a reputation for reliability. But how are they performing lately, and what's the buzz around them? Let's dig in. On the performance front, UniFirst has shown some mixed signals. Over the past year, their stock has had its ups and downs, with shorter-term metrics like the one-month and three-month performance lagging a bit behind broader industry trends. However, if we zoom out to a five-year view, they've held their ground better than some peers in the industrial services space, showing resilience. Recent news and earnings calls paint a picture of a company navigating a tricky landscape. Tariffs and a softer employment market are creating headwinds, but they're also making strategic moves to bolster growth. Speaking of their latest earnings for Q4 2025, UniFirst reported consolidated revenues of over $614 million, which is a decent jump year over year, though profitability margins are under some pressure. Let's unpack all of this through a detailed SWOT analysis to see where they stand for long-term investors like you. Hasher strengths. Solid revenue growth. UniFirst is showing consistent top-line growth, with their latest quarterly revenue hitting $614 million in Q4 2025, up from previous periods. This kind of steady increase signals a strong demand for their core services, which is a great sign for long-term stability. Strong market position. As a key player in the uniform rental and facility services industry, UniFirst benefits from a loyal customer base across diverse sectors. Their scale, backed by thousands of full-time employees, gives them a competitive edge in securing large contracts. Healthy cash flow. Looking at their cash flow statements, UniFirst generates solid operating cash flow, which supports their ability to reinvest in the business and weather economic downturns. Their free cash flow yield also looks decent, meaning they've got room to maneuver without over-relying on debt. Dividend consistency. With a dividend yield that's been maintained over time, UniFirst offers a nice perk for income-focused investors. It's not the highest out there, but it's a reliable payout that adds to their appeal for those building a steady portfolio. Weaknesses. Margin pressures. Despite revenue growth, their net profit margin and gross profit margin are tighter than ideal, as highlighted in the latest earnings call. Rising costs, partly due to tariffs and operational expenses, are eating into profitability, and that's something to watch if you're banking on bottom-line growth. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth noting that they're carrying a fair amount of liabilities on the balance sheet. If economic conditions worsen, this could limit their flexibility compared to leaner competitors. Underperformance in short-term metrics. Recent performance data shows UniFirst trailing behind industry averages in shorter timeframes like the past month and quarter. While this isn't a deal-breaker for long-term holders, it suggests they're not capturing momentum as effectively as some peers right now. Now let's pivot to the bigger picture. While those weaknesses are real, they don't tell the whole story. UniFirst is operating in an industry that's tied to employment trends and economic cycles, so there's always going to be some volatility. But what's exciting or concerning lies in the opportunities and threats ahead. Let's break those down. Opportunities. Strategic investments for growth. Management mentioned in the Q4 2025 earnings call that they're doubling down on investments to drive long-term growth. Whether it's tech upgrades or expanding service offerings, these moves could position UniFirst to capture more market share if executed well. geographic expansion potential. Revenue breakdowns by region show a heavy reliance on North America. There's room to grow internationally, and if they can crack into new markets, it could be a game changer for revenue diversification. Industry tailwinds. While the industrial services sector isn't the sexiest, it's tied to essential business needs. As companies continue to outsource uniform facility services to cut costs, UniFirst could see sustained demand, especially if employment markets rebound. Valuation upside. Looking at their forward PE ratio, UniFirst isn't trading at a crazy premium compared to industry averages. If they can improve margins or capitalize on growth initiatives, there's potential for the stock to re-rate higher over the next few years. Threats. Economic sensitivity and employment trends. The earnings call flagged a softer employment market as a near-term challenge. Since UniFirst's business hinges on workforce needs, any slowdown in hiring or economic activity could hit demand hard. Tariff and cost headwinds. Management was pretty candid about tariffs impacting their cost structure. If these pressures persist or worsen, it could squeeze margins further and make it tougher to compete on price. Competitive landscape. The industrial services space isn't a monopoly. UniFirst faces stiff competition, and if rivals innovate faster or offer better pricing, they could lose ground. Keeping an eye on industry performance metrics shows their sector is evolving, and they'll need to stay sharp. Market volatility. Broader sector performance data indicates some choppiness in the industrial space over shorter timeframes. For long-term investors, this isn't a panic button, but it does mean UniFirst stock could face swings tied to macroeconomic noise. Stepping back for a moment, let's tie this all together. UniFirst isn't a flashy tech stock or a high-growth disruptor, but it's a steady player in a niche that's often overlooked. For a long-term investor, the revenue growth and dividend reliability are attractive, but you've got to weigh that against margin pressures and external risks like tariffs. Their valuation metrics, like the forward PE, suggest there's no massive overpricing here, so if they can navigate these choppy waters, there could be upside. On the flip side, if economic conditions sour or competition heats up, those short-term performance lags could become a bigger headache. As we wrap up, here's my take on UniFirst's outlook from a long-term perspective. This is a company with a strong foundation and clear opportunities to grow, especially if they play their strategic cards right. However, the near-term risks tied to costs and economic sensitivity mean it's not a slam dunk. If you're a patient investor who believes in the resilience of essential services and can stomach some volatility, UniFirst could be worth a spot on your watch list. Keep tabs on how they manage costs and whether those growth investments start paying off in the next few quarters. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive on UniFirst Corporation. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below, and let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next one.